LNB's audio diary for the 17th of July 2023. It is a Monday and it's just about 4 o'clock in the morning. I am just doing a very quick run to the dump and then back. I worked at the shelter today. All I did was the bunny. You'd be proud of me. All I did was the bunny. I didn't stay there and do other. Well, I did go get cat litter from the warehouse. They have a warehouse attached to the place. And, you know, those bags can be heavy, so I went and got it for them. And I took care of that. But then I was out, right? And I went and I got more carrots and greens for the bunny. And then I took off. I came home. I did have a salad while I was out just to have some breakfast. Salad's not a great breakfast, but it's not bad. It's not too bad. I had cereal when I got home, and that was good. So anyway, yeah, today I worked on making a prototype solar box cooker. And it's one that I'm trying to more or less design it the way the current solar oven that I have is designed, with a slant. And we'll see if it works. This is a prototype and it's small, so it'll never get super hot. But if I can hit 250 at peak temps, I'll be happy, because that'll mean a larger one I could probably do well beyond that. And then that'll be good, because I have to replace that thing. It's all warped and it doesn't get really that hot, consistently hot anymore. So anyway, I worked on that, and then I ran to pick up Mrs. Bronx. She was working there today too, and we just got back, and now I'm running to the dump because they're open till 5. So that's it. That was my day. Not spectacular, but there you go. The other day I uploaded episode 18 of All He Surveys to Patreon, and 17 to the feed. And I finished going over 19. I always do a last minute polish before I record and make the changes on the manuscript. And when I'm all done recording this book, then I'll upload a revised version of the manuscript to the various book dealers and such. And that means the best version of the book will be out there. And yeah, that's all you can do. It's the best you can do. But anyway, let's see. A few years back, you may recall, or may not, I wouldn't blame you if you didn't, I started watching a TV show, a web stream thing from, of all people, Amazon, right? Was it Amazon? No, it was Facebook. It's Facebook, believe it or not. Yeah, they did it for a little bit, making original content. And it was Limetown, right? And that was based on a podcast, a fiction podcast that had been out. And I saw the first part. It stars Jessica Biel. And I saw the first, I don't even know, it was more than half the series as it turned out. Probably about, because I think there were 10 episodes and I saw the first 6, I think. I think that's what it was, as it turned out. So I never got to finish it. I never got to see it all. But I did finally catch up on it because it was on some other site. And I got to, and I'm not on Facebook, so I got it up from another site before too. But at any rate, I got to finish it. And it's a show that is scary sometimes and always creepy. It's always creepy and scary sometimes. It was a little disappointing towards at the end. The ending was disappointing because it didn't make any sense. But it was well done. It was extremely well done. It's a self-contained story. There'll never be any more because it tells the whole tale in that storyline. But I think it's worth your time. It was really well done. Jessica Biel was excellent in it. I mean, really outstanding in it. And there were some things that didn't make a lot of sense, and I think they should have been workshopped a bit. That's what I think should have happened there. And then, you know, the ending didn't make a lot of sense, and I realized why they did it that way, but that's because they didn't set it up early on. But I won't go into detail or spoil it, but it's otherwise really, really well done. So that is Limetown, all one word. And you could just listen to the podcast and I think find something really worth listening to, because I was listening to the podcast as well. The podcast feels, it's fictional, but it feels exactly like an NPR long-form story, right, that they would broadcast on National Public Radio, and it's supposed to. It's designed that way. But I think that this format worked better and for the story they were telling. So, anyway, that was Limetown. Hold on, I gotta pay for this. Okay, that was the dump. So, yeah. I think for the rest of the day, I'm gonna finish working on that solar cooker prototype. And then I'll get it outside. It's gonna rain, or at least the clouds are rolling, and we're into our kind of summer monsoons, as it were. Oh, we're starting to. Clouds are rolling in from the southeast, or southwest, rather. So I'm going to lose the light, even if we don't get any rain. I'm going to lose the light, or the sun. So I won't be able to get it out and test it, but it's late in the day anyway, so I wouldn't get a good idea of it, no matter what. But if it turns out okay, I'll talk about it and decide what I'm going to do differently. I think I don't know. We'll see. The biggest issue will be sealing it up for the cooking process. So, you know, making sure that it's airtight or close to airtight. And that's not always a simple process. Trying to find all these little hook, you know, things. And when they're made of cardboard, they just never get super hot. They don't. You know, because you can't make these things as airtight as you'd like, and there are design issues and all sorts of stuff. Most of the cardboard ones have a reflector of some sort, something on the outside bouncing more light into the device, you know, into the cooker. But because I'm cutting this thing, you know, at a slant, I've greatly increased the collection surface for solar radiation, so I don't think I'm gonna need a reflector. A reflector would help. It would definitely raise the temperature, but I don't think it'll be imperative, and I'd rather not have one because they can be problematic to deal with. The wind catches them and then they flop all over, or you gotta anchor them down and you gotta fight with them, and yeah, not my favorite thing. So I'd rather not have one if I can help it. And that's where the prototyping comes in. Can this thing work, right? In a way, it's not a prototype. It's a proof of concept, really, because I don't even know if this design is going to work for me. I know it works in the solar oven that we already own, but that thing was carefully designed by engineers, right? And I'm not an engineer, and I didn't, like, if this shows promise, then the next one, which will be larger, will be designed very carefully. You know, I'll make sure I get my angles correct, because that matters depending on where you are in the world. Your angle, the average angle you are to the sun at noon, right? Probably during the warmest part of the year, so the summer. That angle, if you can find it, you're going to be collecting the maximum amount of light if you have your collection area angled to accept that. So I don't have that. This is all kind of off the top of my head. But if it proves that it can get hot, I would like to see this thing get up to 250 if it can. I don't think that's possible, but if it can get between 2 and 250, I'll call it a win, and then I can proceed and build something bigger and more, you know, bigger and better. And then I'll be able to replace the one we have, because it is possible. It is possible to have a cardboard cooker that gets to 300, 350. I've seen it. So I know it's possible, but you have to design for it, and you have to, you know, you kind of have to make a lot of them to really design the best version. And I'm not making a lot of these things. They're not hard. They're not hard to make. And I'm making them with, you know, scrap that I have and some aluminum foil from the kitchen. And that's it. You know, that and glue. And then you just use oven bags, you know, or in this case, a slow cooker bag. And for the glazing on the outside. And what that does is it allows light to pass, photons to pass through, but then it'll strike the surface on the inside and convert to infrared light, and infrared doesn't pass through the glazing. So photons in, turns into heat, and that heat can't get out. That's the concept of these things. So, you know, it's the same reason your car heats up in the summer and everything else. So, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, I just wanted to check in and tell you that I'm alive. So, that's it. And, yeah, that's all I got, because I am home.